T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk a little bit about the impact of what's going on in our society. Waffle House, an Atlanta institution, obviously, and Georgia is the base and home of this great company. And the CEO of Waffle House is Walt Eamer, and he is on the show now to give us a little insight into what it's like to be part of a thriving business that is now being stressed out by all this kind of stuff. Walt, welcome to 92 on the Game.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. And however many experiences you've got, I think I got you beat. So
yeah, you probably do.
I can't eat there enough.
So where does a company like Waffle House stand in the throes of all of this?
You know, this really is unlike anything not only we've ever seen before, but anything we've ever even prepared for. You know, We're a little bit famous for being there for the community when the community needs us, from kind of the silly side of that to as being open 24 hours a day when people find themselves out late at night to being there on storms and holidays and always being an essential service for the community when and how they need us. And this is a time where almost the tables are turned, to be honest with you, John. We're doing the best we can to try to keep as many restaurants as we can open so that we can keep as many people as we have employed and to keep feeding the members of the community that that are out and about, the first responders and the medical professionals, and there are people who are going to and from work. But it has changed our reality significantly. We've lost probably 70% of our revenue during this time. And, you know, the population has generally been funneled towards the grocery stores for all their calorie needs, and a few people are still going to drive-thrus, but we don't have those. But we do have takeout, and we still are trying to be open everywhere we can to provide food for people who need it or people who want to bring Waffle House home and try to remember a little bit of the calmer times from a few weeks ago.
We're talking to Walt Eamer, Waffle House CEO, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So, Walt, what is Waffle House doing to try to calm the fields of ordering takeout? Because, you know, a lot of people at this point probably a little bit nervous about ordering takeout. So what is Waffle House doing to try to, you know, calm everybody down with that?
Well, you can call ahead. So if you're anxious about coming inside the restaurant, you can call ahead. You know, all of our restaurants, even before all this got completely shut down and out of hand, we really stepped up our sanitation procedures and sanitizing all surfaces, making sure that nobody that was ill was coming to work and checking in with our people, you know, before they started work, just to make sure everybody was feeling fine. So the restaurants are clean, the people are handling food in a safe manner. And if you think about it, you know, all the restaurants, and certainly ours, have been working for, you know, decades and decades and pretty much our entire history of how do you provide safe food. So we feel like we're pretty competent and capable of providing safe food. You can call ahead. If you don't want to get out of your car, we'll carry it out to the curb for you. When you come in the restaurant, we're practicing social distancing. So we got the benefit of a counter between us and you, and so we can keep a good 6 feet away. We're certainly no closer to you than the cashier at the grocery store. So we think it's just as safe, if not even a safer way to get calories right now, because the grocery stores are crowded, and candidly, we're not. But we're doing a lot to make sure that we are providing a safe environment for our folks to work in, and then for you to walk in and pick up your to-go food if you'd like, or like I said, if you want to call us from the parking lot, we'll carry it out to the curb.
Walt Eamer, CEO of Waffle House. Walt, first chance I've ever had to talk to you. I got to ask you a Waffle House question. I just got to.
Yeah, John's right, a big fan.
Yeah, yeah. So I mentioned, you know, I'll take the over on 1,000. So hash browns, you make them like nine ways with Walt's chili and all, right? And so I do scattered, smothered, and peppered. Always have. Don't at me. Okay. Scattered, smothered, and peppered is the way I do it. What is the most popular way? What's the number one? Is it just plain scattered, or what's the number one way people get hash browns at Waffle House?
You know, years and years ago, this language came about. We've embraced it now over the years. But the most popular way, I'm going to tell you, is scattered, smothered, and covered. And, you know, there are probably the second most popular would be plain hash browns, but that one's got a lot of brand equity in it. Matter of fact, Hootie and the Blowfish one time did an album labeled Scattered, Smothered, and Covered. And it's a little bit of a – it's kind of like a secret secret password where if you call out your hash brown order to a server, they know you're in the club. So you're scattered, smothered, and peppered, which, by the way, is exactly what my father used to eat hash browns. So you and I have a lot in common. Absolutely.
Walt Eamer, CEO of Waffle House. Walt, I got to tell you, we never close. Motto of Waffle House, we never, and you had to close. What was that like for you?
Well, it's a little bit heartbreaking, candidly. We, as I mentioned at the beginning, we always feel like we want to be there for the community. We don't know what much to do, but we do know how to feed people. And people do need to eat, and when they walk into a Waffle House and it gives them some sense of normalcy, we feel like we're doing our part for the community. But there just have been some places where the community has kind of vanished and gone away. And it's a little bit of a sad sign for us that if there's no business for us to serve, that's probably a sign that part of the community and the economy is particularly hard hit. So we are still open in most of our restaurants, but nationwide, we've had to close probably over 600 stores. We've got about a little over 70 closed in the state of Georgia. But as you know, in Atlanta, you can walk in any direction and hit a Waffle House at pretty much in short period of time. I don't even think you need a car to get to one in less than a 10-minute walk in most places of the city. So if one of ours is closed around town, there's one in the other direction that I'm sure there's people standing there waiting to serve you. And then the other thing we've had to do, which is just foreign to us, is closed at night in a lot of restaurants too. A lot of these shelter in place rules. I will commend the community and the citizens of Atlanta and all the states that we do business in. Everybody is taking this very seriously, and they are staying home. And I know there's always exceptions, but for those of us who are having to move around to make sure that the things that we do are still being done, the community is taking this very seriously. And there's not a lot of people out late at night anymore. And the ones that are the folks going to and from the hospitals and place like that. So it's weird for us. We really don't know how to close restaurants very well. So we're going to try to learn really good how to open restaurants really well when this is all said and done. So.
Well, Walt, best of luck to you and to all the employees at the Waffle Houses that are listening to us. And know that when we come back, we'll come back strong. Thanks much.
Yeah, stay safe.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your support, too.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.